So what are you waiting for? Download Battery Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring your awards today.
To improve life in the communities we follow. This at local approach ensures the project's community remains and impact. It could mean there's a park in a community that needs community. It could mean that meals need to be served. Or it could mean that youth need mentorship. It's one thing to gut check. It's one thing to sign your name to something. But it's completely different when you actually need to be in your time. When you're actually involved and you get your hands on, you're really deeply involved in the things that are going on and working on. The brilliance of this program is that every employee can bring to life our purpose in a way that means something significant to them. We are Champion X, and together we are improving lives.
Welcome back to the pregame show. If you have your giveaway tonight, you're going to want to come back and see us again tomorrow as we continue our Western weekend with another giveaway. Be one of the first 2 hours through the gate to take home this Brookside Equipment Space Cowboys belt buckle. Again, that's happening tomorrow night. So if you want to take one of these awesome belt buckles home with you, make sure you visit our website to grab your tickets and come to see us again tomorrow. Stay tuned. Orion is just about to make the difference.
Yeah. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Right Here's Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Right Here's take on the Sugar Land Space Cowboys for the fifth game of a six-game series. The series is a split so far. The Right Here's winners of games one and four. Game four last night, a Tacoma Right Here's 4-3 victory. Little comeback in the late innings and some great relief work yesterday. And the Red Ears evened up the series with a win yesterday. So a win today would clinch a split or better of this road series for the Red Ears. So that's the immediate goal on the mound today for Tacoma. Right-hander Marcus Walden. Walden's 2-1 with a 6.41 ERA. This will be his 10th start, 13th appearance of the year for the Red Ears. He'll be opposed by one of the Astros' pitching prospects, hard-throwing right-hander Misael Tamarez. Tamarez 0-6 with a 6.40 ERA. Word is that he's taken some tough losses this year and has not yet gotten that first win of the season. The Red Ears hoping to prevent that from occurring this evening. It is once again extremely hot here in Sugar Land, Texas, and right around 100 degrees at game time temperature. We do once again have a wind blowing in from right field, but maybe helping balls out towards left field a little bit. And the wind has not prevented teams from hitting home runs during this series. And we'll see if the Red Ears can keep that going. They did have their home run streak end yesterday. The Red Ears did not hit a homer yesterday. That ended their string of eight consecutive games with a homer, during which they hit a total of 22 home runs during that eight-game stretch. We'll see if they can start a new streak tonight. Us, the Red Ears and Sugar Land, when we come back on the pregame show, we'll do our latest round of roster moves and also take a look back at yesterday's Red Ears victory right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Tacoma and Sugar Land in game five of this six-game series continues here and runs through tomorrow. A night game tomorrow. The heat here prevents the teams from playing a day game even on Sundays, so night game tomorrow will start at 4:05 Pacific time tomorrow evening for the series finale. The Red Ears have a six-game homestand that starts on Tuesday. And Tuesday's game's a day game at Cheney Stadium against Oklahoma City at 12:05. So make a note of that one. We'll return to normal night games for the remainder of the homestand until Sunday rolls around. But the Red Ears home this coming week. Check out TacomaRedEars.com for details. Yesterday, the Red Ears won 4-3, down 3-1 after four innings and 3-2 after five. The right here is starter Darren McCacken left after the fifth. The bullpen was unbelievable yesterday. Blake Wyman, 1 2/3 scoreless innings, retired all five batters he faced, struck out four. Then Stephen Kolek got four outs, inning and a third scoreless. And then Riley O'Brien, the save, because the Red Ears took the lead in the seventh, and they took the lead with two runs. They loaded the bases with one out, and then Taylor Trammell was hit on the foot by a pitch, and that forced in the tying run. Rainier said thank you for that. And then Jake Shiner singled to right field, and it brought in the go-ahead run, his league-leading 86th run batted into the season. And Tacoma went on to win it. 4-3 was the final score yesterday. One roster move today. The Rainiers have activated Marcus Walden from the development list and placed the starting pitcher Kyle Hart on the paternity list. The Harts are having a baby, and he's away from the team right now. He'll come back as soon as he can. So those are the latest roster moves for the Red Ears. Well, we're still a few minutes away from first pitch here in Sugar Land, Texas. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Red Ears, who are 54-52 on the year, 17-14 in second half play. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off playing shortstop is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryan Bliss. Hitting third, doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Taylor Trammell bats cleanup, he's the DH. Hitting fifth, third baseman, Jake Shiner. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Zach Deloach. Hitting seventh and playing first base is Robbie Tenorowicz. Batting eighth, left fielder, Cooper Hummel. And hitting ninth, center fielder, Adam Engel. On the mound, Marcus Walden. He's 2-1 with a 6.41 ERA. The Sugar Land Space Cowboys are the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Their manager is Mickey Storey. They have a record of 45 wins and 61 losses, 12-19 in the second half. Leading off the hot-hitting Rylan Bannon. He is at second base. Batting second, designated hitter John Singleton. Hitting third, the first baseman Bly Madris. In the cleanup spot, center fielder Pedro Leon. J.J. Matijevic hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth, the third baseman David Hensley. Shea Whitcomb bats seventh. He's at shortstop. Hitting eighth, right fielder Justin Durden. And batting ninth, the catcher Luke Berryhill. On the mound, Misael Tamarez. Tamarez 0-6 with a 6.40 ERA. Our umpires, Tanner Moore has the plate. Jacob Metz, the crew chief, is at first. And Tanner Dobson is at third. It's Tacoma and Sugarland, game five of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Rainiers and the Sugarland Space Cowboys from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas. Finishing his warm-up pitches is Misael Tamarez, the starter for the Houston Astros affiliate, a 23-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic who is considered to be one of their better pitching prospects, and he's a AAA rookie this year. Tamara is ready to face Sam Haggerty, and here's the first pitch of the game, and it's a swing and a miss, strike one, and we are underway here in Sugarland. Haggerty hitting .329 for the Red Ears. This is his 40th game, .410 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and counts even now, 1-1. Haggerty had a hit yesterday and drove in a run, scored two runs. Reached base in his last 15 games. Tamarez now with his 0-2 pitch on its way to Haggerty. And it's swung on and fouled off again. Still no balls, two strikes. Tamara is just firing 97-mile-per-hour fastballs right here out of the gate. They say he touched 99 while pitching in a relief appearance not long ago. Now the 0-2 to Haggerty is down low for a ball. And there's some thought that maybe ultimately the bullpen may be his role in the big leagues, but for now they continue to start him here at AAA. So one ball, two strikes to Haggerty. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards second. That's fielded by Bannon, and he throws to first and gets Haggerty, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. So Sam Haggerty bounces out to the second baseman. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss got his first hit as a Rainier yesterday, an infield single. He's 1-for-10 since being picked up in the trade with the Diamondbacks that involved Paul Sewald going to Arizona. Mariners getting Dominic Canzone and Josh Rojas in the big leagues in addition to Bliss here at AAA. And the pitch to Bliss is A breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming. And it is in there for a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. One, two coming from Tamara's, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right, and going back on the ball is the right fielder Durden, and he makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track. And that is the second out at the top of the first inning. Bliss hit that ball pretty sharply to right field, but Durden tracking it down. Two gone, and here's Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hitting .244, 21 homers. 861 OPS. He had two doubles last night in the victory. And he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. We're using the challenge system today. The human being behind the plate, Tanner Moore, is calling the pitches. And the players can go to the challenge system if they want. O'Keefe ropes one to left field, and this is going to short hop the fence. He's on his way to second now as Matijevic gets it back in. And it's another double for Brian O'Keefe. He had two last night and now has one today. His 23rd double of the season. He cracked the top five in the league in doubles with the two yesterday, and now he's moved into fourth. So O'Keefe with a two-out double as he just hit a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to left. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell hitting .271 for Tacoma this year with a dozen homers, .389 on base percentage, and he takes a fastball at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Now Tamarez is set. And the pitch is up high for a ball. The 91-mile-per-hour changeup. One ball, one strike to Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at 97. And the count goes to 1-2. Time called by Trammell. He's going to pause for a moment before seeing this next pitch. All right, now we're ready. One ball, two strikes, and leading from second is O'Keefe. And the pitch to Trammell is swung on and fouled off, and he stays alive. We're at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, a pitcher's park by Pacific Coast League standards. Although you do get the occasional high-scoring game here. Last night's 4-3 game, however, was really kind of true to form for this ballpark. 1-2 pitch to Trammell, up high for a ball. So the count's even, 2-2. Runner at second, two outs in the top of the first inning. And the pitch from Tamarez is down and in, ball three. Full count now. Trammell thinks about what he's going to see here. He's ready to hit. Now here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike three. And Trammell goes down looking at a changeup. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. To Kelvin nothing, Sugarland coming to the plate.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, the Red Ears did not score at the top of the first inning, and now the Sugarland Space Cowboys come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Rylan Bannon is their leadoff man. Red Ears with Marcus Walden on the mound, making his first start since July 27th, a little more than a week ago. And his first pitch to Bannon, who's swinging a hot stick, is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Walden's had a couple good outings in a row. His last start against Salt Lake, he allowed one run in five innings and permitted only three hits. His next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Bannon hitting .268 with 14 homers, all of them this week against the Rainiers. No, that's not true, but four of them this week against the Rainiers. Here's a pitch in for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. It has been a very tough out this week. 7-for-15 with four homers against Tacoma pitching in the first four games of this series. 2-1 pitch on its way from Walden, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right, and it's deep. Back is Deloach, and he will have room, and he makes the catch shy of the warning track, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Bannon hit it pretty well to right, but up into the wind, and the wind just pushed it down, and Deloach able to make the catch with plenty of room to spare in right field. One out, and now John Singleton, the veteran, comes to the plate. And the pitch to the left-hand hitter from Walden is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Walden this year for Tacoma has pitched 46 and a third innings, has 35 strikeouts, 30 walks. Next pitch is up and in for a ball. Walden, 34-year-old veteran, has big league time with the Red Sox as a relief pitcher in 2019, 2020, and 2021. Actually, that's 2018, 19, and 20 were the years, as there's a swing and a miss by Singleton. Count goes to 1-2. Now Walden is set. The right-hander from Fresno with his pitch. And it is down low for a ball, 2-2. The last baseball was in the dirt, so O'Keefe threw it out like you're supposed to. The umpire threw a ball out to Walden, was woefully short with it. It skipped past him and rolled out behind the mound. And then he placed another new baseball in O'Keefe's hand, and he threw it back to the pitcher. All right, next pitch is grounded to second. Bliss fields it and throws to first for the out. And two men are gone in the bottom of the first inning. So Singleton grounds out to second base, two down, and now Bly Madris is the hitter. Madris, the number three man, the Sugar Land first baseman today, hitting .243 with 11 homers, .791 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it is taken somewhere for a ball. 1-0, gets a little low. Now the 1-0. Up and away, two balls, no strikes. No score, bottom of the first inning. And Walden's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So he's ahead of Madris. One ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is hit well down the right field line. Deep and hooking, but it stays fair and it's gone. A home run for Bly Madris. Right down the right field line, his 12th of the year. Only the third one he has hit at home this season, but his second this week against Tacoma. And Sugarland has the 1-0 lead. The bottom of the first. And now Pedro Leon is the batter. Leon hit a cleanup, batting .259 with 15 homers. And he swings at the first pitch and hits it well to right field. Back is Deloach towards right center. He'll have room this time, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Sugarland's on the board with a homer by Madris. It was the only hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to inning number two at Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
One nothing, Sugarland with the lead over the Raiders. We go to the second inning of play here at Constellation Field, named after the energy company, Constellation Energy. Jake Shiner stands in, and the pitch from Misael Tamares is taken inside for a ball. Solo shot by Madris put Sugarland on the board in the first. Now the 1-0 on its way to Shiner. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Shiner hitting .263 with 25 homers, 86 runs batted in. next pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Next offering, swing and a miss. Counts even, 2-2 to Shiner, who ended up singling in the winning run yesterday with his ground ball base hit to right in the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch, hit to third on the ground. Couple of hops to Hensley. He fields it and throws across the diamond to first in time for the out. One away at the top of the second inning, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach hitting .291 with 14 homers, .866 OPS. Left-hand hitter. He's been very consistent all season long, and he takes the first pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Inside for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 to Deloach, who ranks fifth in the league in hits, has 103 hits. Next pitch is outside, and he's well out ahead of the count now. 3 balls, no strikes. Tamaris has had games where he has really struggled with his control. Didn't have that problem in the first inning tonight. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike now, 3-1. Deloach looked like he was taken all the way. Next offering, misses, ball 4. Hang on. Deloach went down to first, but they challenged the pitch, and it did indeed miss high, so Sugarland loses a challenge. And Deloach draws the walk, as originally called. And so he's on at first with one down, and now Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Tenorowicz hitting .172 in his first 8 games with the Red Deers. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Tamara's is ready, and the 1-1 pitch swung on, chopped to short on a big hop, fielded by Whitcomb, goes to second for one, on to first, there's two, an inning ending double play. Whitcomb to Bannon to Madras, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the second inning. No runs, hits or errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets. prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Sugarland up 1-0 early. We go to the bottom of the second inning. The Red Deers with Marcus Walden on the mound. He'll face J.J. Matijevic, David Hensley, and Shea Whitcomb here at the bottom of the second inning. And here's the pitch to Matijevic, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Matijevic hitting 251, 15 homers, 795 OPS, left-hand hitter. And Walden with his pitch. And it swung on and nubbed in front of the plate. Out to go pick it up is O'Keefe, and he throws to first for the out. And one man's gone in the bottom of the second inning. Matijevic grounds out to the catcher with a full swing and hit a little squibber in front of the plate. So one down for David Hensley. Hensley hitting 217 for Sugarland. But he has a good eye, draws a lot of walks, and has a 353 on base percentage. However, his strikeout rate has been very high this year. And the pitch is in there for a strike. He was playing in the World Series for the Astros last October. 0-1 pitch on its way to Hensley. And it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-1. Hensley had a bench roll with the Astros to start this year. And now the 1-1 is low for a ball, 2-1. He's kind of an offense-oriented utility man when he's in the big leagues. And the offense wasn't there for him this year like it was late last season and in the playoffs. Was hitting just 120 in 83 at-bats, and that's why he's with Sugarland now. 2-1 pitch, bounce to the right side. Bliss fields it, and a little toss to first for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. Hensley bounces out to second, and now Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. Whitcomb, the shortstop, hitting 241 with 14 homers in 47 games since coming up from Double-A Corpus, where he had an additional 12 homers. So he's hit 26 homers this year. He hits one in the air down the right field line. Deloach on the move, makes the catch as he approaches the foul line for the final out of the inning. Three up, three down, quick and easy for Marcus Walden here in the bottom of the second inning. And we head on to the third. It's Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Tap on the 6 and give it away in the 7. It's a 50-50 rifle.
Spencer Beal. Sitting off for right here, drug number 21, Cooper Holland.
While we go to the third, it is Sugarland 1, Tecoba nothing. Hummel, Engel, and Haggerty to bat this inning for the Red Ears. Hummel stands in. Switch hitter bats left against the righty, Misiel Tamarez. And Tamarez is into his motion. Here's the first pitch of the inning, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Hummel with the .413 on base percentage. And he watches another fastball up high. Two balls, no strikes. .20 coming from Tamarez. And it's a swing and a miss at a 96 mile per hour fastball. And the count goes to 2-1. One pitch fouled away, and that evens things up 2-2. Coming, and it is up high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a foul straight back to the screen. One of those fouls that would have come rocketing into the broadcast booth if it weren't for that nice screen behind home plate. 3-2 on its way. And it swung on and foul tipped at the plate, still 3-2. Broadcast booth here in Sugarland, down low, basically in the box seats behind home plate, more or less right at the top of them. 3-2 pitch is fouled away. Still 3-2. It's a very different view here than in other parks in the PCL. I guess the closest would be Reno. 3-2 pitch to Hummel, up and in, ball four. So a leadoff walk for Hummel, and that's the second walk issued by Misael Tamarez. And Hummel is on to get things started here in the third, and now Adam Engel will be the bat. Engel hitting in the ninth spot today. Hitting .262 with a .364 on base percentage. And the pitch to Engel is a fastball call to strike, 0-1. Now this one is inside for a ball. One pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two, and Engel's in a hole. A ball and two strikes. Turning a throw to first, Hummel dives back in safely. He's being held on by Madris. Up the middle, Sugarland has Bannon at second and Whitcomb at short with Hensley at third. Their outfield is straight away. Matijevic in left, Leon in center, and Durden in right. 1-2 pitch, up high. Two balls, two strikes. Thank you. toss to first, and back in standing up is Hummel. Here comes the 2-2, and it is up and in, ball three. Engel's making Tamara's work a bit here in the top of the third, and he just walked Hummel, and now it's gone to a full count on Engel. Sam Haggerty's on deck for the Red Ears. And the payoff pitch is outside, ball four. So Engel walks, and Hummel heads down to second. Back-to-back walks start the top of the third for the Red Ears. Tamara's has walked three, and now Berryhill goes to the plate to talk to Tamara's. Some of the infielders gather, and also the Sugarland pitching coach is out for a word as well. Well, this is not supposed to be a real long outing for Tamara's tonight. He is expected to be followed by Kyle McGowan, a right-hander who both starts and relieves for Sugarland. And he's a multiple-inning guy. And the Astros do this a lot in the minor leagues. They call it they piggyback their pitchers, where a starter will go four innings and a reliever will go three or four innings. And that might happen this week, and the next week the same two players will switch spots and the other one will start, and the guy who started the previous week will relieve, but they'll still get all their innings in. Two on, no one out for Haggerty. And the pitch from Tamara's is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to right field. Over is Durden, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Hummel. He's going to third. The throw is offline, and Hummel slides in safely. Holding at first is Engel. Haggerty flies to right. The lead runner moves up. So runners are at first and third with one out for Ryan Bliss. RBI opportunity here for Bliss. Bliss lined out to right field his first time up. He'll take that again right here. It would bring in a run. Tamara's is set. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to third. Might be two. Hensley to second for one. Relay to first. Gets past Singleton. And Bliss is safe at first. And scoring from third is Hummel. And the Red Ears are on the board. Hang on. We are now getting an interference call on the Red Ears runner, Adam Engel, sliding into second to break up the double play. They're saying he did not do so legally. And they're giving Sugarland the double play to end the inning. And Engel is arguing with the base umpire, Tanner Dobson. And now John Russell is on the scene as well. And he's going to pick up the argument. The run does not count, and it goes as a double play. And Russell is arguing with one umpire. Engel is arguing with another. And Russell still getting his words in. Engel's walking off towards his position in center field. And Russell is now on his way to the dugout. What an unfortunate development for the Red Ears, as they call interference on Engel sliding in, and they give Sugarland the inning-ending double play. It'll go 6-4-3 in your scorebook. No runs for the Red Ears, no hits or errors, and one man left on base. So we go to the bottom of the third. It's Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
1-0, Sugar Land leads the Red Deers. We go to the bottom of the third, and Justin Durden just swung at the very first pitch and popped up to shallow center where Engel made the play. So one pitch, one out in the third, and now Luke Berryhill is the hitter. Marcus Walden on the mound, and the pitch to Berryhill's in there for a strike. Walden has retired five consecutive hitters since Bly Madris's homer in the first inning that is the only run of this game thus far. Now the pitch is hit in the air towards right center field into the alleyway. Engel and Deloach are over, and Engel makes the catch. Medium deep right center. Berryhill retired. And now Rylan Bannon is the hitter. Bannon flied out to right field earlier. Bannon flied out to right earlier. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is down low, two balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Now this one's low, ball three. Well, the Rainiers are challenging that one. O'Keefe calls for a challenge, and he wins the challenge. That was clearly a strike, so the umpire missed one, and O'Keefe called him on it. So it's a strike to Bannon, 2-2. Walden trying to put him away. His pitch is down and in with a slider, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes. And Walden gets his first strikeout of the day. He whiffs Rylan Bannon. And that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down. We head to the fourth inning of play at Constellation Field at Sugar Land 1, Tecoma nothing.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One nothing, Sugarland on top of the Red Ears. We head to the fourth inning of play here at Constellation Field. And Brian O'Keefe leads things off for Tacoma in the fourth. Misael Tamarez on the hill, and the pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a foul back. Strike one. O'Keefe doubled his first time up, the only hit for the Red Ears so far, and it extended his hitting streak to 9 consecutive games. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a foul, and the count goes to 0-2. O'Keefe is 8 for 20 in this series, a .400 average, and 7 of his 8 hits have gone for extra bases. He has 5 doubles and 2 homers here. He's having a big week. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses up high. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch coming from Tamarez, and it's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2. Foul back, still 2-2. Once again, the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, he went around that strike three, and one man is gone at the top of the fourth inning. Tamarez has his second strikeout. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Scores from around the league last night. Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 7-1. They had a no-hitter going until the seventh inning. So now the pitch to Trammell's in there for a strike. Gavin Stone started for Oklahoma City. He led all of minor league baseball in earned run average last year. He's had a disappointing 2023, but not yesterday. Had a great outing yesterday. It's the 0-1 dude. Trammell is up and in. He pitched 6 no-hit innings. He did walk 2, but he struck out 10. And then turned it over to the bullpen, and Round Rock got a hit in the 7th and even scored a run. But Oklahoma City won the game 7-1. Here's a swing and a miss by Trammell. Albuquerque beat Vegas 10-5 as Aaron Shunk had 2 hits with a triple, scored 2 runs, and drove in 2 runs to lead the Albuquerque attack. One 2 pitch to Trammell. Fouled at the plate. That got a piece of Berryhill. And he is in some pain behind home right now. He's going to need a minute. Albuquerque winning that game over Las Vegas 10-5. Vegas did get a grand slam from Daryl Hernais, who's a rising Oakland A's prospect who's having a huge year offensively and was just recently promoted to Triple A. with that win, Albuquerque moved back into position for the playoff spot to see who's going to play Oklahoma City in the PCL playoffs the last week of September. Oklahoma City clinched a spot and home field advantage by winning the first half. Albuquerque has the best record among non-Oklahoma City teams in the second half. They're 19-12. 1-2 to Trammell. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. And Tamarez has back-to-back strikeouts in the fourth. And now Jake Shiner is the bat. Salt Lake beat El Paso yesterday 4-3. Jonathan Diaz with a strong start for Salt Lake. Six innings of three-hit ball. Gave up only one run. Here's a swing and a miss by Shiner, strike one. And that game was tied 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth, and Salt Lake pushed the go-ahead run across on a squeeze bunt by Jack Lopez. So there's a swing and a miss by Shiner, strike two, and Tamarez is threatening to strike out the side here in the fourth. Shiner calls time. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Here's the pitch. A little high, 1-2. And Sacramento beat Reno 4-1. Mason Black and three relievers combining on a five-hitter. Black only went four innings. Nick Avila got the win, his 13th. So the 1-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Shiner. Tamarez does indeed strike out the side here in the fourth after having just one strikeout in the first three innings. Well, we go to the bottom of the fourth. It remains Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Provac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
One nothing. Sugarland leads the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. John Singleton, Bly Madris, and Pedro Leon to hit this inning. And the pitch to Singleton misses for a ball, 1-0. Singleton grounded out earlier. He's 0-1. And the next pitch misses for a ball. Well, count correction. It's one ball, one strike to Singleton. And now a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Time called. Nope. Pitch clock violation, strikeout on Singleton. He did not call time. He should have. Pitch clock violation. He was not in the batter's box, ready to hit with 8 seconds remaining on the clock. He had, so that's a strike. He already had a count of 1-2. So he is called out on a strike three pitch clock. One out in the fourth. I can't wait till that happens in Game 7 of the World Series. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. I'm joking. I do not, under any circumstances, want to see that at any point in the playoffs or in the stretch run of the pennant race. I don't know what baseball is going to do something about that, but they need to cook up something that'll prevent games from being decided by pitch clock violations. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. And yeah, the players should police it themselves, but maybe give them like an extra 2 seconds or something in the playoffs. Be a little lenient. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch to Madris is down low for a ball, 1-2. In this league, the umpire is wearing an earpiece, right, already for the automated ball strike system. He gets buzzed when the pitch clock expires. As now the 1-2 pitch is fouled away. It's not the umpire looking at the clock winding down and then determining. He gets a buzz in his ear, and then he is, according to his bosses, supposed to then call a violation. Here's the 1-2 to Madris, and it's grounded foul, first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. And I think there are times, and the one that just happened on Singleton right there, where I don't think the plate umpire, Tanner Moore, was particularly interested in calling Singleton out on strikes because of a pitch clock there. Singleton was in the batter's box with his bat. He just hadn't addressed the pitcher. 1-2 pitch is bounced foul. So we were like 1 second away from him being ready to hit. And should a hitter have to take strike three because of that? Well, the other side of the coin is, yeah, he should just be ready earlier. Yeah, I get it. 1-2 to Madris is up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch. It's swung on. Bounce towards first. That's fielded by Tenero. It touches first for the out. And two men are gone here in the fourth, and Marcus Walden has retired 9 consecutive Sugarland batters since Madris's homer in the first. Two away for Pedro Leon, who has a 9-game hitting streak coming into play today. He flied out his first time up. Pitches a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 grounded towards third, and Shiner fields it nicely and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Leon grounds to third, and that does it for Sugarland at the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down, and Walden has set down 10 consecutive Space Cowboys. We go to the fifth. It is Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the fifth. It is Sugarland 1, Tecoma nothing. Right here's with Zach Deloach to lead things off against Misael Tamarez. And his pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, ranging over his Leon. And he is under it, and the center fielder squeezes it for the out. One pitch, one out in the fifth. Well, Walden for Tecoma's retired 10 in a row, and Tamarez has now retired six straight for Sugarland. This is probably his last inning. Activity has started in the bullpen with the follow-up pitcher, Kyle McGowan, that we discussed earlier. He is now beginning to warm up. Here's Robbie Tenorowicz, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch on its way to Tenorowicz, and it's swung on. It's stroked to short, fielded on one hop with a backhand by Whitcomb, and his throw to first is in time. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel walked earlier. Switch hitter bats left. Tamarez with the pitch. And it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is up high. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a high fly to right center. And it's once again Leon, and he makes the catch, and the Red Ears go very quickly in the top of the fifth. How many pitches was that, like seven? The Red Ears go down in order, three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. Sugarland 1, Tecoma nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Thank you.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Sugarland up 1-0. Each team with one hit. Sugarland's one over the fence. J.J. Matijevic stands in, and Walden starts him off with a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Walden's retired 10 in a row since Madris hit that homer in the first. His next pitch is around the outside edge, strike two, and he's ahead. No balls, two strikes on Walden. Now the 0-2 swing and a miss, strike three, and a three-pitch strikeout for Walden as he whiffs J.J. Matijevic. And Walden has his third strikeout of this game. David Hensley now the hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hensley grounded out to Bliss at second base, his first time up. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Now the 1-1 is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. Rainiers are home on Tuesday, and we hope to see you at Cheney Stadium this week with the first-place Oklahoma City Dodgers in town. They're running away with the league, and we haven't seen them since the very first three games of the season. The Rainiers opened the season March 31st, April 1st, April 2nd, a three-game series at Oklahoma City. So the 1-2 to Hensley is lined to first and caught by Tanarowitz, and that is out number two. How about 12 straight set down by Walden, and now Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. When the Rainiers played Oklahoma City in those first three games of the season, Tacoma lost two of the three games. In the two losses, the Rainiers could have won those games, and they got walked off in both of them. They both were games that got away from the Rainiers at the end. And now the pitch is in for a strike to Whitcomb. And I remember talking to John Russell, who I was just getting to know at that time, and him saying, man, we should have won all three of those. So now the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1. And at that point, after that opening weekend, if you had told me that Oklahoma City was going to be far and away the best team in the league, I would not have thought that was the case. Here's a grounder through into left field. There's a base hit for Whitcomb, and that ends the string for Walden. He retired 12 in a row. And Oklahoma City has a record this year. This is incredible. 71-33. They could actually win 100. It's not out of the realm of possibility. And that just doesn't happen in the minors. Series one inside for a ball to Durden. To win 100, let's see here. They would have to go 29-17 over the last 46 games. However, they've had two cancellations. They only have 44 games left. So it's actually harder. Here's a grounder to the right of second base. Diving stoppage short to by Haggerty, but he has no play, and it's an infield single for Durden. And Sugarland has runners at first and second with two outs. So Oklahoma City would have to go 29-15 over the final 44 games to get to 100, which still is possible, but in fact, that's a little bit less than their win percentage on the season to date. Rainiers have 12 games left with them, six at home and six at their place. Pitch to Berryhill is outside for a ball, 1-0. I'm looking forward to this week. I want to see if they really look that good now after having not seen them since the first three games of the season. Just pitch in for a strike. They've kept winning despite a lot of roster turnover, the usual amount that impacts AAA teams. It's not like the, I always go back to this one, the 2001 Tacoma Rainiers, who had almost the same roster all season long while having one of the best years in Tacoma baseball history. 1-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right, and DeLoach makes the catch, and the inning is over. Barry Hill retired, and that does it for Sugarland at the bottom of the fifth. No runs on two hits. There were no errors, two runners left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On to the sixth, still Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing. And the Rainiers with just one hit of this game. Brian O'Keefe's a double in the first inning. But the good news is they no longer have to try to hit Misael Tamarez, who was very tough today. And in from the bullpen to do the pitching instead is Kyle McGowan. So McGowan in from the pen. Now Adam Engel is the batter. And the pitch from McGowan is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. McGowan for Sugarland. In his 15th appearance, he's made nine starts, 3-5 with a 6.75 ERA. And the right-hander's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. He's got some big league time with the Washington Nationals, 2019, 20, and 21, and has PCL time with Fresno. Now the 1-1 is down low for a ball, 2-1. McGowan, 31 years old. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Two and two the count. And his pitch is taken up and away for a ball. Full count 3-2. McGowan also has PCL time with Salt Lake as he originally came up through the Angels system. Didn't reach the big leagues with them, but did get to AAA Salt Lake. So here's a foul back by Engel. Still 3-2. Then he signed with the Nationals. And it was with them who he reached the majors and has almost 2 years of big league service time. All with the Nats. Here's his 3-2. And it is ball four. Leadoff walk. Engel heads down to first base. And that gets things started, and the lineup turns over. Here comes Haggerty. Misael Tamarez went five shutout innings and gave up just one hit. He walked three and struck out four. Here's his pitch to Haggerty. And it is swung on and looped out into right center. And there's a base hit. And around second goes Engel. He'll cruise into third. And Sam Haggerty has a single. The Raiders have their first hit since the first inning. And runners are at the quarters with nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Haggerty extends his hitting streak to 8 in a row and is on base streak to 16 straight games. Ryan Bliss now the batter. And the pitch from McGowan is taken for a strike, 0-1. There goes Haggerty. The pitch is bounced back to the mound. McGowan fields it, looks the runner back to third, throws a one-hopper to first, but Madris reels it in for the putout. And that is the first out of the inning. Bliss thrown out at first. Engel has to hold at third. Haggerty is now at second. So runners at second and third with one away. And Brian O'Keefe with the RBI opportunity right here is trying to crack the scoreboard here in the top of the sixth inning. O'Keefe's been swinging a hot bat. 1-for-2 today with a double. The infield is drawn in. McGowan's pitch is yanked foul, third base side. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count. McGowan, part of the Washington Nationals World Championship team in 2019. Although he was only in the big leagues briefly that year, was primarily with Fresno. O'Keefe blasts off to deep left field. Way back it goes, and it is gone. A three-run titanic shot for Brian O'Keefe to left field. His 22nd of the year. And the Raiders have broken through, and they have taken the lead here at the top of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Sugar Land 1. O'Keefe continues his absolute tear at the plate. He has now hit 6 home runs during a 9-game hitting streak. Brian O'Keefe blasts off to left field. What a shot right there. And the Raiders are not only on the scoreboard, they have taken the lead here at the top of the sixth inning. Now the pitch to Taylor Trabell misses for a ball. Want to know the count to Trabell. Now a swing and a foul out of play. One ball, one strike. Now this one is low for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a pop-up foul. And that's out of play. So two balls, two strikes to Trammell. And the pitch is low, ball three. pitch is fouled away. Still full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch misses, ball 4, and Trammell draws a 1-out walk, so he heads down to first base. And the rally continues for the Red Ears. Now Shiner comes to the plate. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Well, that's being challenged by Sugar Land, and they win the challenge, as that did indeed catch the very top edge of the zone to Shiner. So they get the call turned over. Owen won the count to Jake. And now here's one inside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here comes the 1-1 on its way. And it is a swing and a little tapper. And it is a foul ball. The umpire waving it as a dead ball, foul ball. So 1-2 the count. McGowan is set. Here comes his pitch, and it is outside. 2-2. McGowan didn't pitch last year. This year, he started out in the Independent Atlantic League, made one start in the Atlantic League for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. And he pitched 5 no-hit innings and then got signed by the Astros. 2-2 pitch, inside, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Trammell with his lead at first with 1 out. There he goes, and the pitch is swung on and golfed towards left. And back on the ball is Matijevic, but he can just admire it. It is gone. Jake Shiner adds to his league-leading home run total. Going deep to left field is 26th home run of the season, and the Red Ears now lead it to 5-1. Shiner blasts off to left field. And he's got some friends and family here in attendance, as he went to college here in Houston at the University of, and he has gone deep for his first time in this series. And as soon as that home run was hit and McGowan reacted after throwing the pitch, the trainer for Sugarland, Brandon Zumbach, went to the mound, and they are taking him out. And McGowan even pointed at his right forearm as he now heads towards the bench with the trainer. So an injury causing a pitcher change here in the top of the sixth inning after Shiner went deep to left field with a 2-run home run. Red Ears with a couple of homers this inning. O'Keefe's 22nd and Shiner's 26th. And Shiner up to 88 on his league-leading RBI total. Well, a new pitcher is going to come in for Sugarland, and he's going to have as much time as he wants to warm up because he is replacing an injured pitcher, and they did not have anyone warming up in the bullpen prior to this injury. So we've got more of an extended break in the action coming up here. See who the new guy is. Already out on the mound, number 24. Roster says Jimmy Endersby is the new pitcher for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. And Endersby pitched earlier in this series in game one on Tuesday. He pitched three innings in that game, so they're probably hoping that he can give them a longer stint today. McGowan went just a third of an inning, allowed three hits, five runs all earned, walk two, and no strikeouts. Well, Endersby is going to get some time to warm up here, as noted, so we'll take a break, and I won't leave you hanging with the commercials for too long, but it will be a little longer than usual, as we have a pitching change due to injury here in the top of the sixth with the score, Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Sugarland 5-1, and Sugarland's pitcher Kyle McGowan just left with an apparent arm injury, and the new pitcher Jimmy Endersby is being given as long as he needs to warm up, and he is continuing, although it looks like he might be winding down here shortly. The Rainiers have scored all five of their runs this inning, all against McGowan. It started with Adam Engel drawing a leadoff walk, and then Sam Haggerty single to right center. After a ground out, left runners at second and third, Brian O'Keefe, who was on an absolute tear at the plate, launched a three-run homer to left field, his 22nd of the year. And then it continued. Taylor Trammell walked, and Jake Shiner blasted off his 26th home run of the year, which leads the league. And after that was when McGowan left the game with the trainer. And Jimmy Endersby is still throwing warm-ups here, although he indicates he only needs, I think he said, two more. So he's just about done. Endersby, 4-5 with a 6.56 ERA. This will be his 24th appearance of the season. The hitter is Deloach with one out and the base is empty in the top of the sixth inning. While we were in the break there, everyone in the press box was watching highlights of the fight that has occurred tonight in the major leagues between the White Sox and the Guardians. And if you like that kind of thing, I encourage you to check it out, as it actually involved boxing. You ever see that? Zach Deloach stands in, and here we go. The pitch from Endersby is down low for a ball, 1-0. Deloach walked and flied out. He's 0-1. And the next pitch is taken outside for a ball, 2-0. Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez squared off like boxers at second base, and there was a clear winner. 2-0 pitch, inside, ball three. 3-0 to Deloach. So three balls, no strikes, and the pitch from Endersby is swung on, and that's pulled to deep right field. Back is Durden at the track. He jumps and makes the catch. What a grab and right by Justin Durden, robbing Deloach of extra bases with a leaping catch at the fence. So that is the first out, or second out, in the bottom, top of the sixth inning. Leaping catch at the track by Durden. Now Robbie Tanerowitz will hit with two outs and no one on. Rainiers with the reliever warming up in the pen as the pitch to Tanerowitz is in there for a strike. A 1 pitch swung on, bounced towards third. 2 hopper picked by Hensley. Little toss to first. He pulls the first baseman off the bag, but Madris has time to get back and touch the base before Tanerowitz reaches first. And that is the final out in the top of the sixth inning. But the Red Ears put 5 on the board, 5 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Sugarland 5-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Jose Rodriguez, takes over on the mound. He'll face the top of the order. It'll be Rylan Bannon, John Singleton, and Bly Madris. Marcus Walden, very good start, his third in a row. Now the pitch to Bannon is in there for a strike. Walden went to 5, allowed 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Very nice to see No walks there from Marcus Walden. Rodriguez with the 0-1, and it is bounced foul. Third base side. Count goes to 0-2. Jose Rodriguez is appearing in his 19th game, sixth as a reliever, 2-6 with a 6.93 ERA. He's been moved to the pen. Now, the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, three pitches, and down goes Bannon, and there's the first out here. At the bottom of the sixth inning, 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Rodriguez. And that'll bring John Singleton to the plate. Singleton's 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is in there for a strike. In his last four outings, Rodriguez has gone six innings and allowed one run. 0-1 to Singleton. Misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Rodriguez comes set, and the pitch is taken for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it's inside, ball three. Three-one pitch is a hit in the air down the left field line. Long run for Hummel towards the corner into foul ground, out of my line of sight, and apparently he did not catch it. That's what the umpire says, so a foul ball, and it's a full count now to John Singleton. Three balls, two strikes. Jose Rodriguez, 27-year-old righty from Venezuela. Although he does make his home in the winter in Southern California out near Palm Springs. Here's the 3-2 to Singleton. And it is an off-speed pitch, and he lays off of it low for ball four, and Singleton draws a one-out walk at the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Bly Madris is the batter. Bly Madris, 1-for-2 with a homer today, and the first pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch, called a strike. Swing and a foul out of play. One ball, two strikes to Madris. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Just threw a fastball past him, and there's the second out of the inning. Jose Rodriguez with his second strikeout. Two down, and now Pedro Leon is the batter. Leon's 0-for-2, flied out and grounded out. Right-hand hitter. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch up high. Two balls, no strikes. There's ball three, low and away. So Rodriguez is behind in the count here to Leon. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch, high ball four. So here in the bottom of the sixth, we've seen four batters. It has gone strikeout, walk, strikeout, walk. J.J. Matijevic's now the batter, and O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Rodriguez for a moment. Matijevic does have the power to make this a one-run game with one swing of his bat, so you do need to pitch to him with some care. Conference on the mound is breaking up. Mariners are underway. They're scoreless against the Angels in the third inning in Anaheim. Here comes the first pitch to Matijevic, and it is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Mariners have won three in a row and 11 of the last 15. A great run here. Next pitch is called a strike. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on, pulled, foul. First base side on the ground. 1-2 now. Jose Rodriguez trying to close out the sixth. Two on, two out. The batter, Matijevic, calls time. Now he's back in and ready to hit once again. Rodriguez is ready. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball upstairs. And the 2-2. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. Change up there from Rodriguez, and Matijevic got a piece of it. So still two balls, two strikes. The runner at second is Singleton, and Leon has good speed at first. 2-2 pitch to Matijevic is a swing and a foul tip, and that got O'Keefe, and now he's in some pain behind the plate. As each team's catcher has recently taken a tough foul tip. O'Keefe's up on his feet now. And everyone's giving him a little extra time to recover from that foul tip. Now Matijevic's back in the batter's box, and the runners take their leads. Two on, two out. And the pitch is swung on, pulled to right. Deloach has to play it on a bounce. And around third is Singleton. He's headed home. And he will score as the throw is cut off by Tenarowicz. And it's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2. So a two-out RBI single by J.J. Matijevic. The walks hurt the Rainiers, and now they have the tying run at the plate. Sugar Land does, in the form of David Hensley, who is 0-2 today. Yeah. Hensley, right-hand hitter, settles into the batter's box. Now a swing and a foul, out of play. So 0-1. Next pitch coming. Well, it moved to first instead, and Matijevic is back in. Now the pitch outside. One ball, one strike to Hensley, who has a very good eye. Now here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and there's strike two. So one ball, two strikes. This one's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Well, Rodriguez has had to labor here in the sixth, and he has now thrown 27 pitches. Here comes the 2-2 on its way to Hensley, and it is swung on. Popped up, foul, and O'Keefe back for a look, but it's out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. And Rodriguez's pitch is a called strike three, the 30th pitch of the inning, and he freezes Hensley with a changeup to get the final out here in the sixth. One run scores for Sugar Land on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, we go to the seventh, and it is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2. Cooper Hummel to lead things off for the Red Ears. here in the seventh. Switch hitter will bat left against Jimmy Endersby, and the first pitch is cranked high in the air to right field. This is pretty deep. Durden's back, and so is Leon, the center fielder in the alleyway, and he makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. One pitch, one out at the top of the seventh inning. Hummel flies out to right center. And now Adam Engel is the batter. The wind has changed directions here in Sugarland. It had been blowing in from right center, but it is now blowing out to left center. And right-hand hitters could really get a boost from it because it has some strength to it, this wind. Pitch to Engel is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Engel has walked in both of his plate appearances today, and his walk last inning started a 5-run rally. He takes a strike now, and the count's even 1-1. Oh, 2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 3-pitch strikeout is Engel is the second out of the inning, and now Sam Haggerty will be the hitter. Haggerty's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch now inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Two-0 pitch, called a strike, 2-1 now. Now the 2-1 coming. Fouled back, and the count's even, 2-2. On deck is Bliss, the 2-2 to Haggerty. Bounce towards third, and it gets past Hensley and goes into left field, and Haggerty is on. So Haggerty aboard with 2 outs. We'll see how they score that one. I don't think Hensley ever touched it. He reached with a backhand, and it appeared as if he was expecting it to bounce higher than it actually did. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike 1 to Bliss. Oh, 1 pitch coming. And there's a swing and a miss, strike 2. They've given an error to the third baseman Hensley on that ball that Haggerty hit. Oh, 2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Bliss is out and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 1 left. And we go to the seventh inning stretch here at Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas, with the score, Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop,
walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells at the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Sugar Land, Texas, where the Rainiers lead the ball game 5-2. New pitcher in for Tacoma, Casey Sadler, in to protect this lead in the bottom of the seventh. He'll face Shea Whitcomb, Justin Durden, and Luke Berryhill. His first pitch to Whitcomb misses for a ball, 1-0. Jose Rodriguez went one inning, allowed one hit and one run. He walked two and struck out three. Sadler's next pitch, swing and a miss at a sinker, and the count's even, 1-1. This is Sadler's third appearance since coming off the IL, and he's allowed three runs in one total inning of work. He would love to have his first scoreless outing tonight. Here's his 1-1 to Whitcomb, and it's hit high in the air to left, and the wind is helping it, but he still didn't get all of it, and Hummel's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the seventh. So Whitcomb flies to left, and now Justin Durden is the batter. Durden, left-hand hitter, 1-for-2 with an infield single. Sadler with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. Checking out our Mariner Farm Report. Big game for Harry Ford for the Everett Aqua Sox last night. The Mariners' first-round pick in 2021, the catcher for Everett. Here's one down low. He was 3-for-5 in a home game yesterday with a single, a triple, and a homer, and he drove in two. Everett won the game against Spokane 11-1 behind the pitching of Reed Van Scooter. Also, last year's first-round pick, Cole Young, had two hits with a triple and two runs batted in. 1-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. 1-2. That brings us to this year's first-round pick, Colt Emerson, taking number 22 overall out of a high school in Ohio. He's the shortstop. He had his pro debut yesterday. As there's a called strike, 3-to-Durden, down he goes, and Sadler got him with a 93-mile-per-hour sinker. And two men are out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Luke Berryhill is the hitter. Colt Emerson, in his pro debut in the Arizona Complex League yesterday, was 3-for-4 with a single, a double, and a homer, and he had four runs batted in. Sears went up and away to Berryhill. That is an inauspicious start to one's career for Colt Emerson. Huge game on the complex. 1-0 to Berryhill, down low. Two balls, no strikes. Now here's one low and away. Ball three, and Sadler's behind 3-0. There's ball four, low and away. So Sadler walks Berryhill on four pitches with two outs. And now Rylan Bannon is the batter. Bannon's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3. Right-hand hitter, and the pitch from Sadler is taken for a strike, 0-1. One offering. In there for a strike, 0-2. O-2 pitch coming. Swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. If you missed it, the Red Ears scored all five of their runs in the sixth on two homers. A three-run shot by Brian O'Keefe and a two-run shot by Jake Shiner. O-2 pitch to Bannon outside. One ball, two strikes. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a 93-mile-per-hour heater, and that takes care of Bannon, and that was, without a doubt, the best Sadler has looked in his very brief time with the Red Ears this season. Just his third appearance, but easily his best. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. He struck out a pair. And we go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Sugarland 5-2. Casey Sadler with a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning for the Red Ears. We head to the top of the eighth. Sugarland brings in a new pitcher. It's fourth of the game. It's right-hander Joel Kuhnel. And Kuhnel is in for his ninth appearance since joining Sugarland. 1-0 with a 1.69 ERA. Throwing the ball very well for them. He worked a scoreless inning on Wednesday. He actually pitched both Tuesday and Wednesday and then has had 2 days off and now back in there today. Here's Brian O'Keefe having a game, and he swings at the first pitch, and it's a one-hopper up the middle, flagged down by the second baseman Bannon, and he throws out O'Keefe. And there's the first out of the eighth. O'Keefe now 2-for-4 with a double and a homer, and three runs batted in. Here comes Trammell, who's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. He heads up now. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch from Kuhnel, who's a big guy on the hill. And there's a swing and a miss, strike one. He's listed at 6'5", 290 pounds. He and Singleton are a couple of massive dudes on the Sugarland roster. Here's the 0-1 to Trammell, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-1. They have us outsized. We've got to admit that. Not a good team for the Rainiers to get in a fight with. not that there's any consideration of that. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. What a two. One and two, the count. And a pitch clock violation has been called on Kunal. So that's ball two to Trammell, which evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a fastball high, ball three. Kunal with the big heat. That's 98 miles per hour right there on a high fastball. Full count to Trammell. And the payoff. Down and in, ball four. So Trammell draws a one-out walk, his second walk of this game, and here comes Jake Shiner, who's one for three with a two-run homer. And Shiner settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a strike. Shiner's homer is the last Tacoma hit. Rainiers have just four hits in this game. They could have given Haggerty one on the ball he hit in the seventh, but they scored it in air. 0-1 pitch outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now a toss to first, and back in is Trammell. Rainiers would like to add some insurance, if at all possible. Leading 5-2 in the eighth. Pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike, 1-2. Rainiers have Zach Muckenhern warming up in the pen. He's a lefty, and Sugarland has a string of left-hand hitters due up in the bottom of this inning. One-two pitch to Shiner, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and Shiner is the second out of the inning. Two away for Zach DeLoach. DeLoach is 0 for 2 with a walk today. Was robbed of extra bases his last time up on a leaping catch at the track by Durden in right field. Pitch to DeLoach. Swing and a miss. There's strike one. A 1 pitch. Down low, and he held up in time. 1-1 now. There goes Trammell. The pitch is a swing and a miss. The throw to second is not in time. Trammell steals second base. And that's his seventh steal of the year, and he's now in scoring position. DeLoach is behind in the count now, 1-2. Good, smart time to steal there for Trammell. Now the 1-2 to DeLoach is low, because DeLoach gets a lot of hits, and a lot of them are singles and doubles. And Trammell's now in position where he can score on a single or double. 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. On deck is Tenarowitz. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and the Rainiers do not score. The top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rainiers leading 5-2 here at Sugarland. Just got a scoreless inning from Casey Sadler in the seventh. Now they're hoping for a scoreless eighth from Muckenhurn. Zach Muckenhurn, who is appearing in his seventh game since being acquired from the Mets. No record, a 10.57 ERA. Muckenhurn last pitched on Wednesday, and in that game, in his first inning, he went three up, three down, and then in his second inning, he ended up allowing three runs. So I think the plan today is to have him have a shorter outing. See if a short burst works for him. First pitch to Singleton, swing and a miss, strike one. And a big factor is that there are a bunch of lefties up here. Singleton, on deck, Madris, and then the righty Leon, but then another lefty in Matijevic. 0-1 pitch to Singleton, check swing, and he went. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes to Singleton, who's shaking his head. He didn't think he went around, but third base umpire Tanner Dobson rung him up. So no balls, two strikes. And Muckenhurn with his pitch, and it's up and away for a ball, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Singleton. Swing and a foul off the top of O'Keefe's helmet and back to the screen. It glanced off it. So still 1-2. Plate umpire dusts off home plate. Now the pitch is taken outside, and the count's even now. Two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. That's strike three, and Singleton has struck out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Muckenhurn strikes out the first batter he faces, and now he'll work on another left-handed hitter in Bly Madris. Madris homered in the first. He is 1-for-3. And the pitch is a fastball outside for a ball, and the Rainiers challenge. O'Keefe calls for the challenge. And Wow, that was close, but he lost. It was just a hair off the plate, so the Red Deers lose a challenge for the first time today. And the count is 1-0 to Madrid. Now the pitch waved down and missed for a strike, 1-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. McInerney trying to put him away. His pitch is swung on and hit in the air behind third. Back goes Scheiner, drifting into foul ground. He makes the catch, and there's out number two. Madrid fouls out. Two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Pedro León is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards left center field. Engel and Hummel on the move, and Engel takes over and makes the catch at the edge of the warning track in left center. León is out, and McInerney sets down the side in order in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Sugar Land 2. Last chance for the Red Deers to tack on runs before defending their lead in the bottom of the ninth. Robbie Tenorowicz, Cooper Hummel, and Adam Engel are due up this inning against right-hander Joe Record, who comes in from the bullpen to work the ninth for Sugar Land. And here's his pitch to Tenorowicz, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Record's their ninth inning guy, and he's actually third in the league with 10 saves, 2-1 with a 3.57 ERA. Now the 0-1 pitch to Tenorowicz, swung on, bounced foul off of his foot. No balls, two strikes. Right here's trying to lock this one up and clinch at least a split of this series with one game left tomorrow. Now the 0-2. Outside for a ball. 1-2 to Tenorowicz. Now Rex record with a 1-2, and it is a called strike three with a slider, and Tanerowicz asks for a challenge. He thought it was inside. The umpire is in agreement with the computer. The computer also said it was a strike, and Tanerowicz goes down looking, and that's the Red Ears' second missed a challenge. So they only have one left. One away at the top of the ninth, and now Cooper Hummel is the hitter. Hummel 0-for-2 with a walk so far, and it is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 high, two balls, no strikes. In the bottom of the ninth inning for Sugarland, J.J. Matijevic, David Hensley, and Shea Whitcomb are the scheduled hitters. Now the 2-0 is swung on and popped up a foul, third base side over the catcher, and making the play is Barry Hill up the third baseline in foul ground. So two away at the top of the ninth, and now Adam Engel is the hitter. In the Rainiers bullpen, Ryder Ryan is warming up. Now the pitch to Engel is in there for a strike. The Red Ears, in last night's win, the one-run victory, they used the three relievers who have been the most successful of late, all right in a row, to secure that win. As here's one in for a strike. It was Wyman, Kolek, and O'Brien. And Wyman and Kolek both went more than one inning. Here comes the 0-2 now to Engel. And it is swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Still 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. Outside, one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch, fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Angle back in the batter's box. Here comes the 1-2. Slider called, strike three, and Engel is out. And the inning is over. And the Red Ears go in order in the top of the ninth inning. Joe Record flashing an impressive slider here in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Red Ears trying to lock this one up. It's Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma 5, Sugarland 2. The Red Deers trying to wrap this one up. Save situation goes to Ryder Ryan today. Ryan has one save this year and one opportunity. He's 3-2 with a 3.63 ERA. And this is his 33rd appearance out of the Red Deers bullpen. Yesterday, the Red Deers closer, Matt Festa, landed on the injured list. He's going to be out for a while, and he leads the league in saves. So we're kind of seeing how John Russell and pitching coach Jairo Cuevas are closing out games now without Festa. Yesterday, Riley O'Brien got the save, and today, Ryder Ryan is getting the opportunity. He'll face J.J. Matijevic, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI. The first pitch is up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Matijevic, Hensley, and Whitcomb, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up here for Sugarland. Ryan now with a 1-0, and it's swung on and fouled off, and that's out of play in the seats for a strike. Ryan last pitched 2 days ago, Thursday night, went 1-3-up, 3-down inning. One and one now, the count to Matijevic. And Ryan with his pitch. And it's grounded foul, first base side. Ryan coming after Matijevic with his slider. He's thrown a couple of them back to back here. One and two now, the count to Matijevic. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Right here's right-hander Ryder Ryan from North Carolina. One-two pitch inside to Matijevic. And that's challenged by O'Keefe. And it was inside indeed, and the Red Deers lose the challenge, and that ends the challenge system for the Red Deers today. They're out. They've been wrong 3 times, and that's that. Swing and a foul back by Matijevic. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch from Ryan, swung on, fouled off, third base side, and that's into the seats. And it's a pretty good battle here between Ryan and Matijevic to start the bottom of the ninth. Matijevic grew up in Pennsylvania, but played college baseball for Arizona in the Pac-12. 2-2 pitch fouled off third base side again. Still 2-2. Pitch is hit high in the air to shallow right. Back is Bliss. Called off by Deloach, and Deloach makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Ryan wins that battle. 8 pitches, and he gets Matijevic to fly out to the right fielder. Really more of a pop-up. 1 down, and now David Hensley is the hitter. Hensley 0-for-3 today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One out of the ninth, Tacoma on top, 5-2. Ryder Ryan with his next pitch, and it is low, 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Swung on and smacked into the gap in left center. That's going to split the outfielders, take a bounce and roll to the fence. On his way to second is Hensley, and he won't push it. He'll stop there with a double. So that is the fifth hit of the game for Sugarland. David Hensley with a double to the gap in left center, and that gives them a little life. And now Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. They need one more man to reach to get the tying run to the plate. And that's something the Rainiers don't want to see, of course. Whitcomb's 1-for-3 with a single. Right-hand batter. And Ryan is set. Here's his pitch. And it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is poured in there for a strike. 93-mile-per-hour sinker. 0-2 the count to Whitcomb. Time called. Whitcomb's going to step out of the box and think about this. Ryan is basically a two-pitch pitcher with a sinking fastball and the slider. He may just stick with the fastball here. The 0-2 is eventually going to be thrown by Ryan, and it is up high, a fastball. 94 on the gun. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Now here comes the 1-2. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Another fastball, and they get Whitcomb swinging. Just nothing but fastballs, and that's the second out. The Rainiers are an out away from victory. Justin Durden is the batter. Rainiers trying to lock this one up and clinch at least a split or better of this series. Need one more out. Ryan with a pitch, and it's down and in to Durden for a ball, 1-0. First pitch, sinker. Ryan's got quite a bit of movement on that sinking fastball tonight. The 1-0 to Durden is down and in. A check swing, and he held up in time. That's ball two. Ryan going to the slider there. So he's behind in the count, 2-0. The on-deck hitter is the tying run. That's Luke Berryhill, who's the number 9 man in the lineup. After him is Bannon. The Rainiers do not want to see him until tomorrow. And I don't think they will, because we've got a routine fly to center. Lining it up is Engel, and he makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Rainiers win it 5-2, the final score, as Tacoma has two big hits that win this ball game offensively to go with a very good pitching performance. Rainiers beat Sugarland 5-2 the final. We'll recap it in the Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Red Deers win 5-2 here in Sugar Land, and the Red Deers clinch at least a series split. They've won three of the first five, with Game 6, the final game of this series, tomorrow evening at 4.05 p.m. Pacific time. Well, Sugar Land scored first today. The Red Deers had a really good start from Marcus Walden, but he did allow a solo homer in the first inning. Bly Madris pulled one to right field, a solo shot. It was his 12th of the year, and Sugar Land was up one zip right away. But that was all Walden allowed. He went the five innings and allowed just that one run on three hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out three. But it was 1-0 after five because the Sugar Land starter, Misael Tamarez, was very impressive. He is one of the Astros' top pitching prospects. And in five shutout innings, he permitted only one hit. Struck out four, walked three, walked two in a row in the third. The Red Deers couldn't take advantage because he got a double play ball, so he threw five scoreless. It was 1-0 going to the sixth when Sugar Land brought in right-hander Kyle McGowan, the veteran, the former Washington National, and the Red Deers really got to him today. Adam Engel led off the inning with a walk. Sam Haggerty singled to right center. After a ground out to put runners at second and third with one away, Brian O'Keefe came to the plate. He had the Red Deers only hit in the first five innings, a double. In the sixth, he beat that with a three-run homer to left field, a long one, his 22nd of the year. And O'Keefe has a nine-game hitting streak, and he has hit six home runs during the nine-game hitting streak. He's just been terrific lately, and he gave the Red Deers the 3-1 lead in the sixth. They weren't done yet either. Taylor Trammell followed with a walk. And then it was Jake Shiner's turn to go deep with a two-run blast to left field. And for Shiner, it was his league-leading 26th home run of the season. And Tacoma was up 5-1 in the sixth inning because of that two-run blast by Shiner. That was all the offense the Red Deers would get. They didn't have another hit. They had only four hits in this game, but two of them homers with men on base. That's all they needed in this one. Sugar Land did get a run back in the sixth inning against Jose Rodriguez, who walked two with two outs, and then J.J. Matijevic hit an RBI single. But after that, Casey Sadler had his best outing of his very brief time back with Tacoma, his third outing, his first scoreless outing, pitching a scoreless bottom of the seventh. And then Zach Muckenhorn retired the side in order in the eighth, and in the ninth, Ryder Ryan closed it out, and the Red Deers winners today by that final score of 5-2. Here are the final totals in today's game for Tacoma. It was five runs on four hits, no errors, and the Red Deers left four on base. For Sugar Land, it was two runs on five hits, one error. They left six on base. Winning pitcher is Marcus Walden. He's 3-1. Save to Ryder Ryan, his second, and the loss goes to McGowan. He falls to 3-6. Time of the ball game today was 2 hours and 30 minutes on the dot, and the attendance 4,520. With the win, the Rainiers go to 55-52 on the year, and Sugarland falls to 45-62. These two teams meet again for the series finale tomorrow at 4:05 Pacific time. And Tacoma is slated to start the left-hander Tommy Malone against Sugar Land's Brandon Belak, who's back at AAA. And we'll be on the air with a pregame show tomorrow at 3:55. Tacoma wins it 5-2. The final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here's when they beat Sugarland 5-2, the final score tonight at Constellation Field. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners lead the Angels 2-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Anaheim. Julio Rodriguez with a two-run double in the third. George Kirby has limited the Angels to one run on three hits, including a solo homer. He's still on the hill with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Mariners leading 2-1. Final scores in the American League today. The Yankees beat Houston 3-1. Justin Verlander started for Houston, his first outing since returning to the Astros. He pitched well, allowed two runs in seven innings, but got stuck with the loss as the Yankees had homers from Jake Bowers and Gleyber Torres. Jake Rogers had three runs batted in. The Tigers catcher with a big game at the plate, and Detroit beat Tampa Bay 4-2. It was Toronto holding off the Red Sox 5-4, the final score at Fenway, as Brandon Belt hit a homer and had the go-ahead RBI single. White Sox 7, Guardians 4, a final from Cleveland. That game was, quote, marred by a bench-clearing brawl that actually was quite entertaining. You can watch the highlights later. White Sox beat the Guardians 7-4. Guardians definitely won the fight. In interleague play today, Rangers 9, Miami 8, as the Rangers withstand a Marlins comeback bid. Texas had homers by Robbie Grossman, Corey Seager, and Josh Young, all of them coming with runners on base today. Phillies beat the Royals 9-6. Big game for Bryce Harper, single, double, and a homer. Trey Turner also contributing with a homer and four runs batted in. Baltimore holds off the Mets 7-3 as Kyle Gibson picked up his 11th win of the year. Oakland edged the Giants 2-1 in Oakland as the A's earned their 31st win of the year against 80 losses. And Minnesota hammered the Diamondbacks in Minneapolis 12-1, 17 hits today for the Twinkies. And in National League games, the Cubs beat the Braves 8-6. Dansby Swanson homered against his former team. That came during a five-run first inning for the Cubs at Wrigley. Washington starter Yoan Adon retired the first 17 batters of the game as the Nats beat the Reds in Cincinnati 7-3. Cincinnati's starting to struggle. They've lost five in a row. Milwaukee holds off Pittsburgh 3-2, the final score in 10 innings. The Brewers tied it in the ninth and won it in the 10th. And St. Louis was a 6-2 winner over the Rockies in St. Louis. And one National League game is in progress. It's Dodgers 3, Padres 1. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning in San Diego. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Sugar Land, Texas. Red Ears win 5-2. We'll be back with more after this.
Doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainiers win. They beat Sugarland 5-2, the final score today here at Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas. And great to see the Rainiers clinch a series split with this win today, as they were down 2-1 after game 3 here on Thursday. And back-to-back wins now in games 4 and 5, and Tacoma leads the series 3-2. The pitching has been really sharp these last couple of days. Even in the loss on Thursday, the pitching was good, as Tacoma has been playing low-scoring games here, which is the norm in Sugarland. Wasn't the case in the first two games, but now we've settled into it for games 3, 4, and 5 as the Red Ears win today 5-2. And man, Brian O'Keefe is on some kind of a heater. Let's go over the numbers. In his 9-game hitting streak, he has 6 homers and 16 runs batted in. That includes, in this series here in Sugarland, 3 homers and 12 runs batted in, plus 5 doubles through the first 5 games of this series. O'Keefe doesn't usually play on Sundays, but I think we're going to see an exception to that tomorrow, as the Rainiers will probably have him in the lineup as the DH. Wouldn't you think? It only makes sense. O'Keefe helps the Rainiers win this one big with his 3-run homer in the 6th inning, and also did a great job behind the plate in a game in which Sugarland had just 5 hits and 2 runs. Checking out the PCL scores, Round Rock beat Oklahoma City 4-3. Rare loss for Oklahoma City. And then the other games are in progress. Vegas leads Albuquerque 5-3 in the 9th at Isotopes Park. El Paso leads at Salt Lake 7-5, bottom of the 6th. And Reno is up on Sacramento 1-0 in the bottom of the 5th. Rivercats without a hit yet in that game. Well, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 4:05 Pacific. We'll start the pregame at 3:55. Tommy Malone against Brandon Bielak tomorrow. And the Red Ears will be looking to win the series. They've got the split clinched, but a chance to win the series tomorrow evening. Remember, Sunday night to start because of the heat here in Texas. No day games here. So that's why we're playing the evening game tomorrow. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Texas. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Ears 5, Sugarland Space Cowboys 2. Have a great rest of your night.